USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Actress Anne Heche crashed a vehicle into a Mar Vista, California home Friday, igniting a fire. Shortly after her first crash, Heche then crashed into a nearby home in Mar Vista and ignited a fire. That fire reportedly engulfed the house, and Heche was rushed to an L.A. hospital by ambulance, where she remains in stable condition. China's largest ever military exercise surrounded Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The first African-American four-star general in the Marine Corps was sworn in Saturday in a Washington, D.C. ceremony. Afterwards, General Michael Langley says he hopes the achievement inspires future service members.
As they come through high school, as they through college, they'll see that there is a black four-star general. And I think that's momentum, enough momentum to push forward in what we want to do as a service.
Langley will command all U.S. military forces in Africa. The so-called Votorama in the U.S. Senate has ended. On Sunday, Senate Democrats pushed to pass President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act bill in a stunning election year turnaround. Next stop will be the House for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
They are stocking schools with AR-15s.
A North Carolina county has begun stocking schools with AR-15s to, quote, be prepared in case of a mass shooting. Madison County Sheriff Buddy Harwell first announced the plan back in June, pledging to arm all school resource officers with the rifle in case anyone, quote, tries to come in and destroy our children. Now, according to the Asheville Citizen's Times, the plan is in full swing. County residents are said to have donated funds for the rifles and equipment, all of which is said to be stored at an undisclosed location in the schools for deputies to retrieve in case of an active shooter. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Richard Seymour was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday. Seymour was the number 6 overall pick of New England back in 2001 and turned into a 3-time All-Pro, 7-time Pro Bowler during his career. Seymour was on 3 Super Bowl winning teams with the Patriots, finishing with 57.5 sacks and 498 total tackles. In his speech, Seymour thanked New England team owner Robert Kraft and longtime NFL head coach Bill Belichick. And while he was at it, he poked a little fun at Tom Brady, who was selected a year before him. We have a young quarterback, but we made it work. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.